Welcome back to Zolak at Bertrand. Time now to welcome in on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline the head coach of the Boston Celtics. As we welcome in Joe Mazzulla, he's brought to you by Shaking Crab. Come on in and try their signature crab boil and dive headfirst into pound after pound of fresh shellfish.
Don't do that.
In their signature shaking sauce. Visit shakingcrab.com to find the location nearest you. Bibs up, phones down.
Oh, yeah.
It's shaking time.
Shake it. Pound it.
Wow, that is something. Joe Mazzulla, what's going on?
Hey, Joe.
Man, I want to read that ad next time I'm on.
Do you like shellfish? I mean, like, we got to get to know you more and more every week. So do you like shellfish?
Love shellfish.
Okay, well, how about
pounds and pounds of it?
Well, hold on, we're going Rhode Island here.
I like wearing the bib better, you know, than the shellfish. But I'm definitely reading that ad next time.
Last food question: Rhode Island hot wieners. What do you take on them? And do you like coffee?
Oh, you got to get the Oneyville system wieners and coffee milk. That's a staple.
There you go. Put it right on the arm. Right, she serves it right on the arm.
Had that sent down to West Virginia a lot when I was down there.
Oh, you did? That's awesome.
How does it travel?
The onions. How does the onions
gallon?
No, I'm saying, like, how is it though, taste wise, after traveling, you know, 400 or 500 miles?
Probably better.
Well, the coffee milk came in syrup, and so I didn't get the Oneyville wieners.
Okay.
I took my wife there her first time in Rhode Island, and I was like, you got to try these. And, you know, she hasn't been back since, but I love them. You got to be from Rhode Island to understand it.
Yeah, right. Zoe understands it better than we do. And Zoe talks about the arm sweat of the person making it, that it's really the sweat on the arm that adds
flavors, salt.
A special flavor to it.
Yeah, a little salt taste.
That's the real flavor right there. That's where marinated was came from.
Man, you'd like it.
All right, let's get to the basketball team then, shall we?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
When you got ejected the other night, that was maybe one of the most uneventful ejections ever, at least from what we could see on camera. Were you surprised when it happened?
I was surprised, but I also understood that you know, it was a high stress situation, and I understood what, you know, the refs were doing, and at the same time I felt like just had to you know, stick up for our guys. So, you know, I said it before in the post game, you can do a better job in those situations of handling your composure, but I understand the situation.
In terms of losing the lead, what's the thing that sticks out to you the most from that game that you think you guys got to work on to improve on, you know, going forward?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is when shots aren't falling and things don't go your way, your defensive effort can't wane. And so we kind of fell into a little bit of a trap in the first quarter, came out firing, hitting, got good shots, but we hit them. And in the second quarter, I felt like we got the same shots and we didn't hit them, but our defensive effort and execution kind of waned. And so regardless of the result, we just have to continue to, you know, execute defensively.
Do you throw rebounding in with that? Like, as far as defensive effort, hitting the boards and that? Because Rob's not coming back for a while, but, you know.
Yeah, it's all in there. It's the fundamentals. You know, it's body position, it's scheme, and then it's, you know, finishing every possession with the rebound. So, I put that all into the defensive effort because you got to finish each possession.
At what point this season do you allow yourself to start worrying about consistency? It seems like early on you're still – it's a bit of a feeling out process for – you know, especially having some new players on the team, you yourself in a different position. If you're already worried about it or thinking about it, great. But if not, when does that really start to factor in?
I think it should now. I think, you know, you're going to have off nights and things aren't going to go your way at times in this league. It's just how hard the league is, and you have to understand that. But at the same time, you know, we talk about the great teams are able to stay themselves the longest. And when they don't, they're able to bounce back quicker than everybody else. And so I think that's the focus, is like, how long can we play to our standard and play to our strengths? And then when we're not, how quickly can we get back to that? And that's where I think the line of consistency lies.
Obviously, you know, the Jays are playing, you know, very well here to start the year, and it's early, but there's a lot of already MVP talk surrounding, you know, Jason Tatum. But have you seen him mature? Because he says, I don't really care about that. I'm just worried about winning games, winning a championship.
Yeah, I mean, I think you've hit it on the head. All of our guys, you know, have gotten off to a good start, and, you know, they're all focused on winning and what they need to do to win. And, you know, I think that just comes from their experience and their leadership together and their teamwork. And, you know, Jason and Jalen are feeding off of that. They're, you know, they are playing well individually, but they're also worried about, you know, how can we play within the game? How can we play as a team? How can we play over and over again? I think our guys have done a great job of that. And, you know, they've matured, and they're right. It is about winning and winning a championship and doing what it takes on both ends.
Talking with Joe Mazzulla, Celtics head coach. You know, you're the third coach that we've talked to on a weekly basis of this team, and all three coaches, you're now the third. We talk about Al Horford and what he means to a coach, what he means to the room. And this year, I'd say, what has he meant to you as a new head coach taking on the job for the first time? How has he helped? And, you know, what do you think of Al?
Oh, Al is the cornerstone, one of the cornerstones of our organization. You know, just his humility, his ability to communicate, his ability to create buy-in from the rest of the locker room. Everybody respects him because of who he is as a person and a player. And, you know, under these changes, for him to come in with the same humility, the same professionalism, and, you know, help me and help the team, I think is huge. And, you know, he's a major piece to that.
He was a really consistent player, not only with how he played last year, but with his availability. As you know, how do you ensure that you get that out of him again this year? Does that involve management? What goes into that?
I don't have to, because he does a great job of taking care of his body and holding himself accountable to that. And it's something he prides himself on. So that's one part that you don't have to worry about him is, you know, he takes care of himself and he will be ready.
Quick off the court question here. Jaylen Brown has removed himself from being represented by Donda Sports. Is that a good thing as far as not having to answer those questions, as far as that being a distraction regarding where that thing is heading?
I mean, the only thing I'll say is he made his statement, and yeah. You know, I stand by Jaylen and the statement that he made.
Okay.
All right. Well, Joe, appreciate the time as always. And before we let you go, we got to ask you: are you a Mac Jones guy or a Zach guy?
I'm a Mac Jones guy. I'm a Patriots guy. I love the organization and how they run stuff, and I'm a huge fan. Yeah.
Good answer, Joe.
All right, man. Great to hear from you. Good luck in the next couple of games. We'll talk to you next week.
See you, Joe.
All right. I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Joe Mazzulla joining us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.